Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lions of Lucerne by Brad Thor. Read by Armin Schulz.
Fortes fortuna adjuvat. Fortune favors the brave. Prologue. Senators, said Fawcett, as he strode across the polished floor in his monogram stubs and Wooten opera slippers. I'm so very pleased you could make it. The study was lined from floor to ceiling with beautiful leather-bound books, most of them first editions. Velvet draperies were drawn tight against the windows, obscuring from view the frigid waters of southern Wisconsin's famed Lake Geneva. The industrialist's eagerly awaited guests sat in two leather club chairs by the fireplace. Senator Russell Rolander was the first to stand.
Donald, good to see you.
The senator stuck out his beefy paw and pumped Fawcett's hand. Rolander and Fawcett had been roommates together at the University of Illinois. The senator had been a college football star and continued his notoriety through many years with the Chicago Bears before going into Illinois politics. Long known as one of Washington, D.C.'s biggest power brokers, Rolander was a ranking member of the U.S. Senate, held a coveted position on the Appropriations Committee, and owned a weekend home down the road from Fawcett's. Slower to rise was New York Senator David Snyder. Snyder shook Fawcett's hand only after it had been offered. Described as a sneaky little son of a bitch by his adversaries, Snyder had scaled the rocky heights of the American political landscape by adhering to a simple mantra, "Do unto others before they do unto you." He was a master of dirty tricks, and there were few in Washington who had dared cross Snyder's path. Those who hadn't survived long politically. Snyder, a slight man of wiry build and soft features, was the mirror opposite of the large, rugged, blonde-haired Rolander. However, what Senator David Snyder lacked in physical stature, he more than made up in brain power. That intelligence, coupled with a genius for strategy, had landed him an all but permanent spot on the Senate Intelligence Committee. There wasn't a covert operation conducted in the last 7 years that didn't somehow or other have Snyder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?